Arizona has added 1,507 new coronavirus cases today. It's subtracting three deaths from its daily dashboard due to residual death certificate matching. Today's figures also are likely reflective of usual delays in weekend reporting. As the nation reaches 500,000 fatalities, according to the CDC, Arizona ranked third in the country for COVID-19 deaths per capita over the last 7 days and 19th in cases. The state had led the nation in both categories back in January. Hospitalizations, though, have dropped again. ICU bed use is at 85%. As for vaccinations, nearly 1.5 million doses have been given in the state, with nearly 1.1 million people having received at least one shot. One of the leading medical voices in Arizona during the pandemic has been recognized for her work. Dr. Marjorie Bessel, Chief Clinical Officer for Banner Health, has been named one of the country's 25 women leaders for 2021 by the healthcare news publication Modern Healthcare. Bessel calls the honor a humbling recognition. I caught up with her earlier and started our conversation by asking about vaccine shipments that have been delayed by winter storms across the country and how big of an issue that's been for Banner.
Yeah, so it has created quite a bit of issue for us here at Banner Health. And at first, I do want to say, you know, my heartfelt sympathies for all those that live in those areas that have been so severely affected by the weather. And as disruptive as it is for us, of course, to not get vaccine, and for all those that have appointments where they won't get their vaccine on the date that they thought they were going to, what those that are living in those areas is so much more extreme than what we are experiencing here. But for those that are going to have their appointments canceled, and there are some appointments that have to be canceled for the Banner Health vaccine pods, please accept our apologies for that and know that we will be working to get you rescheduled. We understand the disappointment of not getting your vaccine on the date and the time that you thought you were going to, but please also know that we are absolutely committed to do makeup times, makeup sessions, so we can still get vaccine to you.
When you look at where Arizona is right now, obviously a number of metrics seem to be moving in the right direction in terms of number of infections, hospitalizations, ICU, inpatient usage, things like that. Where do you say we are right now? How would you describe the situation Arizona seems to be in?
So, you know, where we are in the pandemic is vaccine, you know, marks the beginning of the end of the pandemic. And so that's a great point for us to be at. But we still have a ways to go, and yet I feel like the finish line is at least within our line of sight. We have been seeing a nice decline of number of cases, hospitalizations, individuals who are in the ICU on ventilators. That has been, you know, a very nice decline to see, and yet we still have a ways to go. So part of my message to everybody who's out there listening is we should be optimistic that, you know, the end is in sight. Vaccine is going to help us get there. But we also have to stay true to the things that we've been doing now for about a year to make sure we get there as safely as possible. So that's shrinking your circles, wearing a mask, and getting a vaccine when it's your turn.
Let me ask you about the issue of herd immunity. We heard recently from State Health Director Dr. Kara Criss that she thinks Arizona might not get there because enough Arizonans will choose not to be vaccinated that we won't hit the numbers that we need to get to herd immunity. How do you try to go about convincing people who are reluctant or just don't want to get the vaccine that they should?
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, programs like this and just bringing the science forward. And so when we've got something, a scientific endeavor like a vaccine that can get us through to the end of this, it really does just break my heart to think that there are individuals out there who maybe don't understand that or don't want to do their part to help all of us get to where we would like to get, which is much more normalcy in our lives. You know, at Banner Health, we've done some research with consumers. And interestingly, the number one issue that consumers are telling us that they're concerned about related to vaccine are side effects. And so, you know, I'm a healthcare worker. I've gotten both of my doses of vaccine, and I just want to go on record to say, please don't be afraid of side effects. The side effects that human beings like myself and those of you that are out there listening may get from the vaccine is actually part of our body's natural, normal, expected reaction to the vaccine. So if you get a fever, a headache, chills, any of those symptoms, maybe the sore arm, please know, first of all, that it's your body's natural reaction to it, and also know that it's very time limited.
One of the issues that I know you have been talking about over the last several months, and healthcare providers all over the place have been talking about, is the issue of staffing, not needing to have enough people to care for all the patients. Where is Banner's staffing level right now? I know you've had some contract folks coming in. Are you still having to use those folks, or do you have enough people to treat all the patients that are in your hospitals?
So yes, and we are. So at this time, I just want to remind everybody that we are still very busy. Obviously, winter is usually busy season for us anyways. We've got, visitors that come from other states, and they still came even during the pandemic. We also have other illnesses that tend to peak during the winter months, and we're experiencing a little bit of this. We are about 10% busier than we normally are during our peak winter season. And normally we have extra contracted labor from out of state that comes and helps us during that winter season. We still, we brought in thousands of individuals from outside the state, and we still have a large number of those individuals here helping us. And we're going to need to have them still for the weeks ahead as we continue to kind of climb down from this COVID surge that we experienced. But again, we're still 10% busier than we were before.
What do you think the next few weeks will look like here?
Yeah, I expect the next few weeks to look like continued decline of hospitalizations related to COVID-19, continued increase from Banner Health to do surgeries and other procedures and other types of visits. People have put off seeing their primary care physician for their annual physical and things like that as we start to make up all of that care that kind of got put to the wayside post the surge. So I expect us to remain actually really, really busy. I also expect us to continue to participate very collaboratively with our counties and our states where we operate to get continued shots in arms. So we'll see all of that activity over the next number of weeks. And, we'll just watch those numbers, ask people to mask up and continue to shrink our circles until we get to a better place where we feel like we can maybe start having some relaxation on those. But that time is definitely not yet.
When you talk about relaxing some things, I know that Banner recently is allowing some visitors back into healthcare facilities, into the hospitals. How significant is that for the patients in there? And I guess, what does that tell us maybe about where we are right now?
It's a great sign. And I just, again, would like to thank everybody, the patients who've been in our hospitals, their families and their friends, for being really patient. We take a very evidence-based approach to this. We have gating criteria that we follow in each of our communities, and we make those evidence-based decisions based on what is happening in the community related to COVID-19. So it is just absolutely wonderful here in the state of Arizona that we are moving into our gating criteria, which is yellow, with a percent positivity rate now below 10%, to allow some visitors to come back into our hospitals. Not only is it so incredibly important for patients, but it's also really important for our staff. Our staff has just had to do a lot of extra steps to try and help patients stay in contact with their families using all those tech and electronic means. And now they welcome families back so that families can really help be that support to the patient, help them emotionally, which we know also helps them clinically and physically recuperate better.
All right. That is Dr. Marjorie Bessel, Chief Clinical Officer with Banner Health. Dr. Bessel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Be well.
Thank you. You too.